Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me here in the year 2024, and I'm about to be in Sydney and Brisbane. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May, doing my show Dryer Dryer at the respective comedy festivals in those cities. But I'm also, while I'm up there, I figured I had a couple of days to kill, so I'm doing a Who Knew It with Matt Stewart on Monday, the 13th of May at the Chippendale Hotel, and in Brisbane at Good Chat Comedy on the 14th of May. And you can get tickets for all of that. Now, go to mattstewartcomedy.com for the links. mattstewartcomedy.com. Now, on with the show.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Primates Podcast, the podcast that explores primates and popular culture from Chimpan A all the way down to Chimpan Z. This week, I'm joined in the Monkey House, which is what we call this place sometimes, when I remember, because it's real good. I think it's going to catch on. Anyway, I'm joined in the Monkey House this week by returning guests, maybe even the most returning guest. It's, what would you say, comedian and Triple J presenter, Jess Perkins? Is that what you would say?
The Jess Perkins part, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, the rest, I mean, if you're listening to this in 10 years' time, maybe it's now deceased Jess Perkins.
Uh-oh.
That's true.
That's a crap album if I've ever heard one.
I'm just saying.
Oh, the next 10.
But for now, the current, yeah, that's about
okay,
right.
Okay, current, yeah. I should, yeah, sorry, asterisk, current Triple J presenter.
Yes.
And comedian.
Correct.
Currently living.
Currently
alive.
At the time of recording, alive.
Alive.
The biggest asterisk is the alive part.
Yeah, this will be particularly morbid if I do die.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Which you almost definitely will.
Oh, yeah.
Bad house soon.
Also joining us in the Monkey House, first time guest. So excited to have him here. He's podcast royalty, maybe the biggest dog in Melbourne comedy. That makes it sound like a negative. Like, I meant like a big dog in comedy.
The biggest dog, though, doesn't sound like
no.
A big dog.
Doesn't sound...
No, the biggest rat there is.
And writer for the project on Channel 10 Television, now owned by someone else, CBS.
Oh, CBS owned.
Isn't that important? Is that important in your bio? Do people normally introduce you in this way? Anyway, it's Peter Jones.
Yes, it's me, CBS property, Peter Jones.
That's where Letterman was.
Yeah, it's true.
So you and Letterman.
Me, Letterman, NCIS Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We're all there.
Arguably the second best in the franchise.
There's another one.
And the Peter Jones is.
No.
Yeah, I am Peter Jones original, but if you want to watch Peter Jones Los Angeles, it's just me in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you with sunglasses. Aww. And what, like fancier clothes?
Is that a hat on?
Yeah,
yeah.
Classic. Got Los a hat Angeles. On.
Yeah, what kind of hat?
Cowboy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where'd I get it? Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah, you'll have to watch to find out. Wow, that's already
exciting.
Is this
exciting. The podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is the podcast. Obviously, this podcast is a serious look into the world of primates in popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've been asked this question many times before, but Peter Jones, what is your favorite primate?
Interesting question. It's the golden lion tamarin.
Oh, beautiful choice. Yeah.
Have you guys gone through, obviously, you've gone through what your favorite?
I'm on the journey.
Oh, you're on the discovery. You haven't. Yeah. You don't
I
have
think
a choice.
At the clubhouse leader, to use a golfing parlance, is the orangutan.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a word
rantan.
I cannot quite say.
Yeah.
That's why I go rantan.
Yeah, rantan's better.
I love a rantan.
Rantan.
They're beautiful.
Rang.
Well, they're hideous, but they're fun.
Yeah. I love.
Well, they're not. they're miserable.
I reckon they look like fun. And have you seen them at the Melbourne Zoo where they're playing?
I saw them
games?
Fight one time at the Melbourne Zoo. It was amazing. They were up on a platform, and one of them grabbed another one and threw it off the platform. The
Holy
other one
moly.
Grabbed onto the ledge and swung under. And I'm like, this is amazing.
That's very cool.
That's cool.
Pete Jones loves the zoo.
Love the zoo.
He loves the zoo.
Love to see them rantans at the zoo.
That's something I forgot about you until just then. I was like, Pete Jones loves the zoo.
I didn't know that about you. You're a zoo
I'm
lover.
A zoo membership. I have a zoo membership in my pocket right now. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
All right.
I kind of want to know what they look like.
I've got one too, to be honest.
Do you?
Yeah.
Man, am I missing out?
Victoria
Zoo's member gets you free entry into any zoo in the country.
That's crazy.
Any zoo in the country?
Yeah, any zoo in the country.
I did not know that.
Oh, man.
I thought it was a three-park super pass in Melbourne. I didn't realize you could get...
Are you off to Perth soon?
I am off
go to
Perth.
Go to the Perth Zoo.
I can go to the Perth Zoo. Then
you go to the
Adelaide?
Adelaide's the best zoo in the country, I reckon.
Zoo.
I reckon I'll say it.
Wow.
Why do they call themselves the city of churches? They could be the city of the zoo.
Of that zoo they have.
That's catchy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write an email.
The city of that zoo they have. You can also go to Taronga.
I love Taronga.
That's city.
The zoo?
Yeah.
What's your favourite part of Taronga Zoo?
That when you go on the little cable car over the top of it.
Nice.
And then you look down on the elephants.
That's free entry if you have a membership.
Really?
Yep.
If you don't,
it's like $50.
Because I think that membership, if you go to two zoos in a year, it's paid
it's
for
covered.
Itself. Yeah. So, I mean, you're a fool.
I
Jess?
Can't tell you the
Sorry,
last time
the
I went
sentence.
To the zoo.
You're a fool, Jess.
You haven't been for a while. Well, no. It's probably not good value for you then.
Yeah. But
if you get the membership,
then
you will
I go.
You could get back in that cable car.
But if I didn't have a membership, I wouldn't have seen them rantans fight.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Real cool. Right, and they're my favourite at this stage. Mm. But the golden tamarin lion.
The golden lion tamarin.
Mm-hmm.
That
little fellas.
That has come up before.
Oh, really?
By another guest named Peter. And he saw them at some zoo, and he reckons every second enclosure, he reckons they just had too many of them.
I think he might have gone to Adelaide Zoo.
They were just everywhere. He said they were great, but they were probably
they're a little bit obsessed. Yeah.
This week we're talking about the movie Mowgli. Am I saying that right? Mowgli. I watched it last night. It's a new
Moggle.
Moggle, sorry. I knew some of those letters would be pronounced differently to what I was doing. Mm. Moggle. Oh, that's why it wasn't magical. Is that right?
Yeah.
A little Harry Potter reference there for the fans.
That's another primate.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Mm.
Yeah, the old human loophole. this is from IMDb about the story of Mowgli, a new film by our favourite man, Mr. Andy Serkis.
Mm.
His directorial debut. This is from IMDb. The story follows the upbringing of a human child, Moggle.
Moggle,
raised by a pack of wolves in the jungles of India. As he learns the often harsh rules of the jungle under the tutelage of a bear named Baloo and a black panther named Bagheera, Moggle becomes accepted by the animals of the jungle.
Actually, no, it is actually. I've just double checked. It is Mowgli. I'm sorry. I was mispronouncing it that whole film.
Oh, no.
Every time he appeared, I'd say his name like, Moggle! Like he was in the room. Like I'm saying hello. Like I'm waving to him every time he appeared. But I was wrong. Turns out it is Mowgli.
You are very polite.
Yeah, well, you got to say hello to every character. Don't you guys say hello to every character when they appear on screen in front of you? No.
No.
Your faces say no.
So does my mouth and words.
Okay.
So he learns the lessons of the jungle from Bagheera, who's a black panther.
Bagheera. Sorry.
Do you know what panther is in Spanish?
Bagheera?
Pantera.
Fuck.
Pantera.
Yeah, fun fact.
Thought it was a trick question.
And he's eventually accepted by the animals of the jungle, except for one, the fearsome tiger, Shere Khan.
Do you know what tiger is in Spanish? Metallica, continue.
Whoa! But there may be greater dangers lurking in the jungle as Mowgli comes face to face with his human origins. ... Well, there was only one dot, but it read like a dot.
Yeah.
So that's the film. Actually, it does go on from there, to be honest. It would be a weird way for it to finish.
That's the end of the film. Credits.
The film. Yeah.
Sees the humans and then moves on. This film, did you know much about it coming out? Are you Jungle Book heads?
About the production of it or about the
Anything
story?
At all. because I knew nothing about anything.
You hadn't even
I've never seen any Jungle Books.
Haven't you?
Read any Jungle Books. Been to any Jungle Books. I have lived a very Jungle Book free life.
Wow.
So I have seen Tailspin as a child, which
was that's very Jungle Book heavy.
Yeah, that's true. Baloo
is
the bear. He's a
Shere Khan.
Delivery man. Is Shere Khan in Jungle Book?
in Tailspin. Tailspin, yeah. I'm pretty sure Shere Khan's in
right.
Tailspin.
They're still the bad guy there.
Yeah, I think he's in Tailspin.
What do you think?
You've made me question everything.
No, well, I remembered Baloo and King Louie's in that.
Mm.
Of course, King Louie is not in Mowgli.
No, King Louie does not appear.
Not also, well, this is why. He's actually not from the Rudyard Kipling books, which these films are based on. And he was added in by Disney in the 1967 version, mm-hmm. I think the classic cartoon version. And King Louie is an orangutan character, but orangutans are not native to India. And so... For that reason, this movie's taken it back out.
Yeah.
They're not here to faff about. This is the real deal,
baby.
They want
it to be authentic.
Authentic talking animal movie, you know? Yeah. But even the Disney movie from a couple of years ago, the one with real life actors, that still had King Louis, but this time it was played by a Gigantopithecus, which is an extinct giant ape. Mm-hmm. That did live in India. So they were trying to work it back into realisticness. But when it lived in India, it was 9 million years ago. So I don't know how.
Also did talk at that time too.
Yeah. So. Geographically, it's they've gone for more realism.
Great.
Timelinally, not as so much. So they are all the notes I have on this film. Thank you.
Great.
So you haven't watched any of the Jungle Books?
No, but I reckon I've seen like maybe clips of...
Despite having a monkey cast.
Yeah.
Can I call it that?
Well, not really, because we also talk about apes.
Well, I'm going to call it a monkey cast. Even though you have a monkey cast, you haven't gone in on any of the Jungle... So like the original, when they did like a live... I remember like a live action one in the 90s. It wasn't a Disney one, but it was like when they were trying to make it like, hey, we'll make this. Kids love it. And they're like, kids hate this. Yeah. Kids don't want to see this.
They want the cartoon.
They want the animals to talk at least. Yeah, animals didn't talk.
Oh, ugh. What's the point? How will I know what they want? Like, what they mean?
By what they're grabbing at.
What they're roaring at, you know?
Are there bears in the Indian jungle?
Yes. Okay. Apparently there are. Oh. I thought the same. I'm like, what's happening? Did a circus break down and they all got loose? But apparently there are certain kinds of bears there.
Okay.
So I think it was relatively accurate. At one point during this film, the Black Panther says that it was grew up in a cage with humans and it escaped. And I'm like, oh, maybe that's the reason. Maybe all these animals have just escaped and there was some palace nearby. But apparently they are all native to the area.
Hmm.
Huh. How about that? Huh.
Huh.
Apart from orangutans. That's why he's King
of the
Jungle.
Get him out
of there. Also, no music.
No music.
I watched right till the end. There was no songs.
Oh, it's not Disney. The songs aren't in the book.
Or in the true story that the book was based on.
Or in the jungle. There's no music in the jungle.
Yeah.
It's often very quiet, but very noisy at the same time.
Mm. Ah.
The enigma of the jungle.
Yeah. That old jungle dichotomy we all talk about all the time. What did you enjoy this film? It's been getting kind of mixed reviews.
I'd have to give it another one. I'd have to give it a mixed review. I think I'd give it, if I was giving it out of stars, I'd give it 3 stars?
3 stars. Well, hold on to that because we do a banana review at the end. And I imagine that...
Forget I said anything about stupid stars.
Yeah. Yuck. But one of the big criticisms or something that people don't like about it is how they've used motion capture on the faces of the animals.
Yes.
So all the animals have kind of become... slightly morphed in a humanish versions of kind of realistic looking animals because Circus wanted to make sure that they could express emotions.
I like that though.
Yeah, you did like that?
I was about to say I liked the film, but I think I went into it thinking I was going to hate it.
Right.
And so my expectations were very, very low. And then I was pleasantly surprised.
Hmm.
So I thought it was fine. You know?
Yeah.
I think it was also fine.
Yeah.
I think expectations definitely change how I see a movie. Some of the movies I've enjoyed the most have been ones I've gone into expecting to suck.
Yeah.
And the ones that I've found the most brutal to watch are ones I'm thinking are going to be great and are fine. They're probably both about the same, but enjoyment level based on expectations changes it all in a big way.
Mm.
I think because this is his debut film.
Apparently, Cirque.
It went into production before 2016's Jungle Book, but because they were sort of going head to head, the motion capture technologies they're using for Mowgli were going to take a lot longer. So it was originally going to come out in 2016 as well, but it had to get pushed back, so it wasn't being released on top of it. And that's why it ended up being a couple of years later. And then Warner Brothers, who paid for it all, they ended up selling it to Netflix.
Yeah.
Which I read Circus was kind of happy about because it meant there's, you know, no one really, the pressure's off of it having a big box office.
Yeah.
because
he was happy about it because that feels like, I knew this was going to be a huge flop, so I'm actually pretty happy that they just sold it straight to Netflix and no one will ever know.
No, I can just say, oh, you know who watched it? Well, I can tell you potentially watched it. Billions of people.
Everybody with Netflix watched it.
I assume.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because the Disney film from 2016 had a big box office as well.
So yes, yeah.
It was always going to look like probably a failure in comparison.
Yeah.
And it's also, I reckon it's got a smaller niche of a potential market because it's so dark.
Yeah.
Mm.
I went in, I assumed it was going to be like a family movie. I should have read it about it at all before going in, I suppose. But it was dark. There was moments where I was like, holy shit.
yeah.
I wouldn't think many kids, like, there's nightmare scenarios in this.
Yeah, total
kids,
nightmares.
Including the only, because there's no King Louie.
Oh, that's R.I.P.
But luckily, there is a pack of vicious monkeys.
Terrifying monkeys. Mm.
They're introduced into the film by playing with Mowgli, this little catch the fruit game.
Yeah.
And then they snatch him and kidnap him, take him away, which I believe is taken from the Rudyard Kipling book.
But we'll never know because none of us have read it.
None of us have read it.
And we'll never read it.
No.
No.
What, do you want me to read a book? Come on, mate. No. Take a walk. Wouldn't do that either. Get on a bike. Catch an Uber.
Yeah. There you go. Get in that car.
But
with their monkeys.
I think
they've kidnapped you now.
Oh, no.
The monkey is driving. I'm weirdly impressed, but still scared.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But he's got fruit. Just give me that fruit. I'd be fine to sit here. But he won't. He needs the fruit to kidnap another boy. He only has one piece of fruit.
And so on it goes.
Yeah.
That's the circle of life in a lot of ways.
Yeah, being kidnapped by monkeys.
Yeah. And on it goes. So these monkeys were very scary.
Terrifying.
These Indian jungle monkeys, I don't know exactly what they were meant to be, but they had, because they really weren't, because they've got much smaller heads.
Yeah.
And they were quite human-y mixed with monkey-looking things, and that made them quite freaky-looking.
Human-y mixed with monkey-looking things.
Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Could not have put it better myself.
Ah, scientist.
Yeah. I should say I'm not a scientist, but I am, because Pete, you don't know a lot about the world of primates.
No, not particularly.
I'm an aspiring primatologist. Uh-huh. As yet, self-taught. But I think that I think I'm getting a feel for it.
Yeah.
I dropped.
So what brand of monkey was this?
What brand?
Yeah.
I think it was Nike.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Google. I think it was a Google Plus. I dropped science in year 10. And that was quite a long time ago. So, but I reckon I held on to some of that.
Back to high school. Just go back to high school.
Yeah. Just,
yeah.
I'll be fine with that. You can just sit on classes.
Can you do that?
I think so.
Yeah. So I just go back.
At least for like a minute or two before you're snatched by a team of monkeys that chuck you in a
Does that
a
happen
car.
In,
that
high, schools
in
now?
High schools now?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So much has changed.
It's insane. Yeah. I should stop it.
Yeah. That should have been a bigger issue at the recent state election.
Yeah. Cancel the monkey formals.
Yeah.
No good. Nobody likes them.
Seemed like a good idea. You know, the kids will get to learn about monkeys.
Monkeys get to wear a little tux. That's fun.
That's
little corsage. That's fun.
But it's not.
Oh, okay.
They're angry.
They're angry.
I was forgetting. I was being won over all over again. I'm like, yeah, monkey formals. Let's do it.
Just like the planning committee, you were convinced too easily by how delightful they seem like they would be, but they're very unhappy that they're dressed at all.
Yeah.
Okay. That in a recent episode, we talked about a TV series called Lancelot Link Secret Chimp from the 70s. And in that series...
Yeah, we know a thing or two about Lancelot Link Secret Chimp.
So the whole cast were chimps and they were dubbed with human actors, voice actors. And they so quite similar to Mowgli in a lot of ways.
What?
Yeah, they were human actor voices in the film.
The motion capture wasn't from like an actual bear. It was from an Andy circus.
They didn't have a bear out the back on a green screen with balls on its face to look like another bear, Jess.
What?
That's ridiculous.
That was Andy Serkis, was that bear.
Did you know that?
I did.
He was the last one to be cast. And he cast himself. He is a chameleon.
Yeah.
You know, he looks like a bear in this film.
Yeah,
sort of.
No, I thought he looked like a pretty good bear.
Yeah, I loved his accent and stuff. He does great voices.
Yeah. Mm.
I wouldn't have picked that as being Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the only one I was confident about.
Right.
When I heard it. And Tom Hollander, who plays like the hyena.
And is that Tom Hollander Spider-Man?
No, that's Tom Holland. Tom Hollander he does lots of things. He's in Pirates of the Caribbean. He's in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay, haven't seen recently. Either of those.
He obviously picked up Cate Blanchett, though.
Yes.
The snake.
I did not like that snake's lips.
No! Oh, yeah. I didn't like the snake. I didn't like Cate Blanchett's voice.
She sounded stupid.
She sounded so stupid. I want to like Cate Blanchett. I want to like her.
Oh, this sounds like you're not going
to I feel like I'm about to agree with Jess.
What? That's never happened.
Never happened before.
I want to like her and I don't.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to so badly. I think I tell myself I like her, and I don't. I'm sure I like her as a person. Sure, she seems
nice. No.
You don't like her as a person.
I don't like her as a person.
But do you like her as an actor?
I want to like her as an actor, but I feel the same way about her as a person as her as an actor because I think that she would be she seems like she's too much.
Yeah. Right.
What like
she, that act that the performance as that snake was just like what?
Yeah.
Tone it down.
You already look like a snake. You don't have to be like, welcome to the jungle. It's like we get the snake part. Like you don't have to put the snake in the voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the snake character, for those who haven't seen it, is the eyes and ears of the jungle and the voice and the snake of the jungle. Mm.
Yes.
And so she's lived there forever, I guess, is what they're saying.
She's as old as the jungle.
And can see the past and the future. Mm. And the present.
Yeah.
We can all do that one.
She can see what's right in front of her.
Yeah.
And what's to the side if she looks that way.
Yeah, that's right.
Or the other side if she looks that way.
Or behind her if she turns around.
Yeah.
Is it normal for snakes to have a full mouth of teeth? I kept looking at her teeth going, that's normal. Okay, great.
I think that's normal.
They don't just have like the two at the front, do they?
No.
I
think they've got like a bunch.
I'm not a snakeologist.
Let's get a snake in here and look.
All right. Open up.
But they don't have that lip, right? That top lip that snake had was weird, right? Was I the only one that was thinking about kissing that snake? Nobody else? Nobody else wanted these animals to kiss each other?
Pete Jones loves the zoo, always thinking about smooches.
I always just want the animals to kiss each other.
That was something about the film was apart from the pack of wolves, and I assume this goes back to the book, but apart from the pack of wolves, which was sort of the central...
Mm.
Family of the story, all the other animals were one-offs.
Mm.
How are they there? You know what I mean? Like,
Where are their parents?
Where are their parents?
Right. Okay. Where did they come from?
Yeah. Like, and end of the line?
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Yep.
They all die out after this.
That's the last bear.
Sorry, Panther. No more Panther.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Did you guys like Benedict Cumberbatch as Jeremy Irons in The Lion King?
Yeah, that really was. That was The Lion King. Well, I mean, this movie kind of is The Lion King. I'm like, Mowgli is Simba. He's apart from the fact that he's adopted at the start. Let's put that to one side. I think they adopt him, then he's their kid.
Yeah.
Can we move on and stop having this debate between how real a child is if they're not adopted? Kids, Pete, are still kids.
You were adopted?
No, but some of my best friends could be, as far as I know. So the movie opens with this boy, Shere Khan, has killed the boy's parents.
Mm.
He's found by the panther. The panther, for some reason, drops it on the doorstep of the wolves.
Can't do his own work. Can't, I'm like, well, I'm not going to raise it. You guys raise it, and I'll be very judgy.
And that panther's played by Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Mm. He's Catman.
Huh? Oh, Christian Bale was in that movie.
Batman, and he often said, I'm Batman.
Oh.
That was one of his catchphrases in the movie Batman.
Where he played Batman.
Yes.
Is that the one where he's Mark Wahlberg's brother and he's a boxer?
Yeah, and that he also kept saying it. Oh,
is that the fighter?
Yes. Batman is the fighter in the film Batman.
Yes.
Would this explode the internet if I had I cut a clip of Christian Bale from the movie Batman?
Uh-huh.
Batman the Night Rises.
The Night Rises.
The Dark Knight Rises. Or The Dark Knight, or whatever. One of his Batman movies.
Right? Knight Rider.
And it's him going, I'm Batman. And then hard cut.
I don't think you've seen any Batman movie.
Hard cut to the song by Scatman John where he goes, ba-da-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba. So he's got, I'm Batman. Ba-da-ba-dee. And instead of saying, I'm the Scatman.
He's saying, I'm Batman.
I think that.
I reckon already exists. I reckon also, Batman Joe. Is it Batman Joe or John?
John. Come on, mate. Grow up.
Thinking of his father.
You've also put out that
please,
idea.
Batman Joe is my father's name, quite literally.
I am Scatman John.
I've put that idea out before.
No, you just put it out now, and that's where he's going to beat you to it.
Chuck. Jump on that YouTube. I reckon if you put in Batman John, you'll find something. Or Scatman Batman.
Batman Scatman. All right.
Batman Scatman. Or just like Batman Scat. Or just like Scat.
Oh, there's a
Scat. Just search Scat.
There is. Yeah, this has been done quite a bit.
Quite a few times.
I am Scatman Bane.
Oh, that's weird.
But I feel like they've...
That's
they've,
wrong.
They've gone one across from that.
Yeah, they've almost...
Does he even say, I'm Scatman? I don't even think Bane says
I don't think that Bane says, I'm Scatman at
but
any
I
point in the Dark Knight Rises.
But I also don't think
Rises.
He says, I'm Batman.
Yes.
He might say, I'm Bane, pleased to meet you.
Right.
I don't think he'd say,
sorry,
pleased to
I
meet
didn't
you.
Catch your name. What was your name? Ah, lovely to meet you, Melinda.
But that's not...
How do you know Wayne? Because they're at a party now.
Yeah.
I think it's
Two-Face, weird name for a man with two faces.
Yeah, it's unlucky.
Did you pick that up after the second face happened? Or is that by birth? And this is... You're just living your destiny.
It's so weird that someone before me noticed that Scatman and Batman rhyme.
That is weird.
The internet, huh?
Yeah, they could do anything.
And have a guess. How many views has the Batman bracket, the Scatman parody?
I would say 45,000.
12,000. It did not explode the internet.
Can I have a guess?
Apart from the
Let
fact
Jess that, guess.
Okay. Can I have a guess?
Yep.
I'm going to say 12,000.
Not quite. 12,080.
Oh, come
close
on.
Close though.
Very close.
You almost got it.
That's pretty good actually.
It was better than my guess.
Yeah.
Can I guess?
Yes.
12,080.
I'm so sorry. It's 12,081. Someone has just logged on.
That was you.
Are we going out live? Yeah, okay. Top comment. Thank you. I suddenly had the need to hear a Batman Scatman parody, and you did not disappoint.
Is that from you? Last night when you had a dream and woke up and watched it and were like, I make this now. Did you make it?
I make this now.
That's how Matt talks when he's half asleep.
That's how he talks most of the time.
I make
He's half
now.
Asleep most of the time.
Yes.
That's true. I do love my sleep.
Why don't you get more of it then?
That's the classic jungle dichotomy.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Wait, where were we? We're in the opening minute of the film. So the Panther's dropped off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Panther, played by...
Christian Bale.
The Scatman. He has...
I'm Scatman.
That's funny. He's dropped
that
off.
That was Michael Keaton.
Dropped off the man cub, as the animals call it, and then the wolf pack decide to take him in eventually.
Bit of a discussion.
Yeah, he grows up as a wolf man. I've got an idea for a new parody. and it was very similar because Jess has been on this show before talking about George of the Jungle, and George of the Jungle is a parody of Tarzan, who is brought up by apes.
Yes.
Very similar ideas.
Very similar
jungle,
ideas.
Jungle.
Which idea was first? Tarzan, Lord of the Apes, or Mowgli, Boy of the Wolves?
All right, you guys riff quickly while I look that up. Riff quickly. Quick riff.
quick riff. Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm good, Pete. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm all right. Is this a riff?
I don't know.
Is this how riffs work?
I think it's just friends catching up.
Good to see you.
You too.
Have you found it yet, Matt?
Please don't make us make small talk.
Because this is awful.
Would you trust Yahoo Answers?
Always. With my life.
Okay. Well, let's see here.
I thought you were just going to Wikipedia. One book.
Oh, okay.
Wikipedia, yeah. Okay, the other book.
That's much quicker.
That is much quicker. Did you Google
that question?
Which came first?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Actually, sorry, this is my first time on the internet.
You didn't Google it, though, did you? Did you Bing it?
No, Evan came in and he fixed my computer I can have Google again.
Did he just like open an internet browser for you? Google's back.
Matt could only Bing things.
If I wanted to Google something, I had to Bing Google or type google.com into the search. But it was a brutal few. And I left it like that for nearly 6 months.
You can just like and then make I asked, it your homepage.
I couldn't though because Chrome wasn't opening and whatever the new Internet Explorer is called, Internet Edge. That wouldn't let me for whatever reason.
God, your life's hard.
I know.
So how's that Googling going
okay,
now?
Okay, so Tarzan.
Yes. Lord of the Apes.
Lord of the Apes.
Pretentious.
Yeah, Lord. you come to the jungle and you're giving yourself some weird old
like Michael Flatley.
Written by Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Lord of the Dance.
There we go.
Tarzan of the Apes, 1912. So Jungle Book was earlier. I'm pretty sure Jungle Book was 1800s, and I
think you find it's 2018. it just came out, actually.
1894, so it was about 20 years earlier.
Right. There you go. So who wrote Tarzan, Lord of the Apes?
Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Edgar Rice Burroughs. Hack! I'll say it.
Yeah.
And I've said it.
Stealing material.
Yeah.
Stealing the idea. It's like, what about a man raised by apes? Oh, really? Where'd you come up with that? Well, I read the only book that's available in the world, The Jungle Book. Also, he named the book The Jungle Book. What's this one about? Jungle?
It feels like a working title, doesn't it?
It feels like you came up with a title first.
Oh, Rudyard, what's you working on at the moment? A book about jungle? The Jungle Book.
Okay, we'll fund this. Oh, shit. Let's see this bloody through. So everyone was like, how funny were names back then? Rudyard? Edgar? I mean, come on.
Idiots.
Idiots, get a grip.
Change them names.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in time they did. And now we have the beautiful names like Peter and Matt.
And whatever your name is, young lady.
Sorry, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Let me go back to the show notes.
Mowgli.
Mowgli.
No, that's the name of the movie we're watching.
Muggle?
This is unbelievable. The betrayal, I feel.
What? I did tell you.
It's like being in a room with Ira Glass.
Did you? I'll be editing out that zing. There'll be no zings at my expense on this podcast. I pretty much don't edit it, Pete, so please don't be mean to me. So neither of you had seen any of the old Jungle Books?
I'd seen the Jungle Book, the cartoon, Disney cartoon. And I had not seen the recent Jungle Book, but I had also seen like a 1990s serious Jungle Book update.
Right.
I don't remember that. I remember the cartoon one. Well, I vaguely remember the cartoon one. I think I had a book based on the cartoon one. You know, like Disney would release books? I had one of those. Right. But it was never one that I was huge on. But I knew the basic characters.
Were any expectations set based on that coming to this?
Expectations?
Like, were you like... It sounds like you didn't give a shit about the old movie. It wasn't like this had a chance to ruin your childhood.
Yeah, nah.
Not like a lot of people talking about the new Lion King, which is doing a similar sort of thing, going for a more realistic version of this. Only they're not doing the mocap faces.
No, sadly.
So they're going to have like emotion.
They've gone with make it look good.
Well, the interesting thing before Mowgli, I read an article that was basically like Mowgli proves that the new Lion King's on the right track. Because people were like, what's the cartoon, able to show expressions and stuff. They're not, the preview of the new Lion King shows that they're not really going for that.
Mm.
So people are like, this is no good. What's the point of doing it if you're not going to be able to see what the expressions of the animals? And then the author of this article is like, and I saw Mowgli and I'm like, nah, they're right. they're right not to do that. I didn't really have a problem with it. I kind of found it fun that the human faces. I didn't find it to be as uncanny.
Yeah, some people said that it was like watching like the halfway point between a human and animal, but I didn't find that.
No,
I'd say more like 90% animal, 10% human.
Yeah, something. I've made fun of them, and I'll continue to make fun of those weird lips on that snake. But other than the snake, I thought everybody else and also Shere Khan looked pretty dumb. Why was he so blocky?
Blocky and real, right? Yeah, green, like glowing eyes.
Yeah. Which I think he had in the cartoon.
Right.
Yeah.
There was something about that I found slightly distracting. But who cares?
Yeah, his face was weird.
He had a blockhead.
Like a flat face, like he'd run into a brick wall, which maybe he had done.
Yeah.
And they didn't explain that.
That explains his bad attitude, though. Yeah. If he'd run into a brick wall recently, he'd be like...
Yeah, you would
And everyone
be.
Saw it and was like...
And that's why he had a limp paw as well.
Yeah.
He
ran into a brick wall right before the movie started and they didn't explain that bit.
That is embarrassing. You would be grumpy.
Yeah, those humans must have, right at the start, you know, the humans are running around and he's killing them. They must have all snickered when he ran into that wall.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you left him a little weird hand. And then he went and got them all.
Yeah.
And then Mowgli got away and like, he's a kid, so he didn't really mean it if he laughed. And then he's like, no, he meant it.
Yeah.
He got furious.
Yeah.
And that's what I was sort of talking about before, the Lion King thing, right? So the Mowgli is Simba. He ends up getting cast out by the pack.
Yep.
In The Lion King, that was because he was dumb and didn't say, hey, am I still cool? And everyone would be like, yeah, that was totally not your fault.
Yeah.
But in this, they're like, get out. You're not a dog. You dog. Get out.
You're a dog, not a dog.
So he had to leave. He went and lived with humans for a while, Mowgli.
Once it got to the bit, if I'm watching a movie where like most of the characters are animals and inevitably at some point, and like the main character is a boy, at some point in time, that boy is going to go to the humans, and at that point in time, I'm bored.
Right.
As soon as the animals are not there anymore and he's hanging out with a bunch of humans, it's like, get back to the freaking animals.
Yeah.
So there's that chunk at the bit where he's hanging out with the humans where I'm like, this stinks. This stinks.
Yep.
Just before that is the most brutal part of the movie probably, is when – so there's an albino – wolf who's
related a little too much to that sad little loser.
To that needy little dweeb.
There's one part where like he's getting picked on and the mum tells the others to get off and he just sort of looks up, he's like, ha, oh, thanks. And I was like, yeah, nah, that's too relatable.
And he's like, oh, thanks. And Mowgli's like, you gotta stand up for yourself. And he's like, they're just playing. I'm like,
you sad, needy little loser.
He's looking at the positives.
No, I'm relating to him. Like, he's my favorite character because he's me.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Whatever your name is, I can see how
Boot.
Boot. Mowgli's
there. Was his name Boots or Boot?
Boot.
Boot. Single Boot?
Boot.
Single Boot.
Do you know who played Boot?
Little boy.
Andy's Circus's son.
Name starts with A.
His middle name starts with A.
Ah.
Lewis. Surname starts with Circus.
Ashbourne Circus.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. So...
So he killed his own son.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
What happens to me, Daddy?
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh god! Yeah, I could not believe that. Really took me by surprise. But
I'm so excited to be in your film, Daddy. Am I the hero?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, boy!
In a way. In a way, little boots.
Oh, that's a pretty good Andy Serkis.
Boot.
Honestly.
And he's up talking to Mowgli, and Mowgli's like a bit angry. He's feeling agitated.
Also did not like this scene.
He's not reading... Boots isn't reading the social cues here particularly well. But Mowgli's also being a real dog. He goes to him...
Finally proves his dog worth. Yeah, that's right. This is the scene.
He ends up going, We're not
special.
Special and unique. What does he say? Freaks. We're wrong. We're freaks. Your mum only tells you that to make you realize you didn't come out wrong. Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
You came out wrong. It's brutal.
And then he regrets it, turns around to apologize, and he's gone.
He's gone.
The next time he sees him,
yep,
he is a head on a stick. It is like... and still at that point, I'm like, maybe this is some sort of a kids' movie. But at that point, I'm like, oh no, this is not. No,
because if you're a kid watching that movie, the person you are going to relate to the most is Boot, the only other character other than Mowgli that is obviously a child.
Yeah,
and also you never really meet Boot's parents, and also at no point does anybody else go, hey, whatever happened to Boot?
Yeah,
so yeah, well, his head's on the spike in the village.
Yeah,
you go because my brain is just like. Connecting normal family movie dots still going. Yeah. There's an arc where it comes around and they're hugging at the end of this movie.
Yeah, no.
And they're going, you know, we're looking off and going, yeah, actually it is cool to be a bit different.
Yeah.
And everything works out okay.
No, the message we're sending to kids is if you're a bit different, you're probably going to get murdered.
Yeah. You're a target.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You're a high-priced target. He didn't have an albino before, but now he's got an albino head on a stick.
Yep.
And this
good
is,
job, Hunter.
So this is the Hunter is the English man played by some guy who was recognizable, but I couldn't figure out where from.
He's in The Americans.
Right.
And he made me think, I've got to catch up on The Americans. That's good. All I kept thinking the whole time he was on screen. I'm like,
Pete,
oh man, Pete The Americans
was very
great.
Engaged.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was more than one human and no animals. I was like,
you're drifting off to The Americans.
What's The Americans up to?
Pete was doing life admin at that point.
Yeah. I grabbed my phone.
That was probably, maybe about 20 minutes there was.
Yeah, there was a chunk.
And
enough time to check your Twitter.
Yeah.
During that time, Mowgli noticed that he'd hunted a lot before, including there was a half tusk of an elephant he knew from the jungle. Why didn't the elephants talk? Everyone talked.
The monkeys didn't talk, though, either.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so only canines and felines.
Maybe that's...
And bears.
Maybe those are the only languages that Mowgli knew.
Right, he only... Well, because he was brought up by the... Yeah.
So maybe he knew how to speak to those.
Oh, yeah, because he was raised by wolves, so he understood wolf.
But he didn't really have much interaction with elephants, so he didn't speak elefante.
Those elephants look great.
Yeah, that's cool.
They did.
Especially the head one who was sort of like, it was almost like a mini forest. He had moss growing.
It looked like he'd stood still for too long.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got moss on him.
Wake up, after, hung over, and his mates had grown moss all over him. We've all been there. Anyway, that seeing all the heads and everything really makes Mowgli like, I don't know if I like or trust these humans.
Yeah.
He almost went to kill the Englishman.
Mm.
But he also, the dogs came back and said, one of his brother dogs came back and said, we need you. Shere Khan is effing shit up. Sorry for the potty mouth there, Pete.
It's the first time I've ever heard a swear word, so I am
appalled.
Do you feel electric?
I am shit hot. Well, I'm going to start using it.
But Mowgli goes to his brother dog. He's like, no, you didn't need me when you were kicking me out, so now you come crawling back. He's sort of like, I don't belong anywhere, basically. But he eventually does.
Yeah.
Like, what is it that makes him convinced to go back?
I
think he cuts a deal with the elephants. He said, I'll give you your tusk back.
And... If you help me kill the tiger.
Yeah. And then it, I mean,
because the elephant wants the hunter.
Yes.
So he's like, I know where the hunter is. I can show you.
Which he says to the elephant.
He says that out loud to the elephant too.
And the elephant doesn't reply.
Maybe they're just like the quiet type.
Yeah.
I quite liked, you know how early on the panther was like when you kill, so you only hunt because you have to.
Yeah.
And when you kill them, you have to watch, look in their eyes as they're dying so that their soul is not alone when they die. I quite like that because then when Mowgli kills Shere Khan, he keeps making eye contact with him.
Yeah.
Until he dies. Yeah. And I'm like, that's good.
And
that's
also, it kind of looked like he was standing over him almost like he was going to finish it off the job. But it's like, he can't just do that unprovoked.
Yeah.
And which is why Shere Khan lunges, one last lunge, and then he goes.
Kills him.
Kills him.
Yeah.
A lot of death. Yeah, lot of death.
A lot of death.
Enjoy, kids.
So many.
Try to get to sleep tonight.
I'd say maybe half the cast dies. And these are all animals that are one-offs. So that's the end of the line.
End of that species.
Tigers, that means no more tigers.
Well, yeah, there weren't any other tigers. No. Yeah. So bye-bye, tigers.
Maybe. Although, right, did you guys watch after the credits when Shere Khan's wife walks out? I was like, where have you been? The kids are here.
Oh, no.
Shere Khan!
Shere Khan, where have you been? Who killed him?
Also played by Benedict.
Yeah, Benedict played all the characters.
All of them.
Have you got the food? The kids are so hungry. I know you go out hunting and acting all mean, but you're doing it for the kids so they can survive. And the kids have all been doing great charity work all day. And if they don't have their food, all of their kids will die because they've also got kids, charity kids. It was a real full-on end.
Yeah, it was really brutal. Don't watch after the credits.
Don't watch after the credits, certainly.
No, it's really upsetting.
Don't sit through 9 minutes of credits.
Yeah. Also, then after that, King Louis comes in and he sings, I think, about a half hour worth of songs.
Too many songs.
Too many songs.
Far too many songs. And then Baloo comes out and he's like, I regularly commit assaults. And you're like, oh. Oh, this guy's bad. Why are we on their side? And he's just like, oh, you shouldn't have been.
he puts on a shirt and he jumps in a plane and he flies
he
off.
He flies off. That's when Tailspin begins. He's on the run from the law.
So they cover, I think it's about 3 or 4 hours of post-credit scene.
Yeah. It's like the longest post-credit scene that I've seen in any film ever.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It should have just been a second film.
It'd be, one of the longest I've ever seen, I reckon, as well. Ball, definitely.
Yeah, and then Mowgli goes back to the village, gets Boots' head, turns it upside down, uses it as a cup. Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
it was upsetting.
Up. Yeah, also, dog heads are not good cups.
Bad cups.
I know we all grieve in different ways, but that's
having
too
to
far.
Hold the nose as a handle to drink. Weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
And also weird that Boots' face was like, in a smile on the stick thing too. I was like,
he was always happy.
Even in death.
See, I didn't find him annoying at all. I found him. I think he probably should have been, but I don't know. There's something about him. I'm like, this guy's looking at the positives.
I wonder if you were a kid watching that scene, because this is my first reaction when he first appeared, when you see the head on the stick, I'm like, Boots here mucking about. Oh, no, he's on a stick.
I had that, the same thing.
Oh, he's there. He's there.
Oh, no. That's what that.
Because of the smile on his face. Yeah. Like you said. He's got the little smile.
Because you could say that he was sort of like a very positive character, kind of like a glass half full character, and then he ended up being a glass half full. So I guess that's probably something that
there's
Texas
a lesson in that for everybody.
Was it? Do you think that was
that's a lesson.
Yeah, he was trying to draw a parallel there between receptacles and positivity.
Hmm.
I think there's a little bit of something in that for everyone.
A little bit of Boot in all our hearts.
Yeah.
And cups.
And drinks.
And drinks. Cheers.
Cheers to
Boot.
We should go back to our classic rating system of the movie. How many bananas out of a full bunch do you give this film? And how ripe are those bananas?
Me? You're asking me how many bananas, how dare you? I would give it half a bunch of bananas. I think I quite liked most of the animals. and the performances that the humans gave as those animals. Sorry, they were not real animals. I quite liked Andy Serkis as Baloo. I quite liked Christian Bale as Catman.
Yeah.
And I quite liked the wolves. I did not care much for Mowgli.
No, it was fine.
I did not engage much with that child.
No, I didn't engage with Mowgli.
Yeah, right. But yeah, there was something about him, yeah, I agree. It was...
would have been a hard job to act against so many men in green suits with balls connected to them. Oh, my bloody bear.
All right, Andy.
Okay, Andy.
I think it was good, but yeah, there was something kind of cold about the character, but I guess that's kind of, yeah, like, I mean, the movie ends with him just like looking off a cliff into the distance. It's like, Boots isn't coming back.
Boot,
sorry.
Very offensive.
Yeah, sorry about that. It did come back in cup form. I just thought maybe,
at that point,
maybe that was a different albino wolf.
Yeah, a different.
Maybe. Maybe there was another one out there. You know?
So I'd give it half a bunch. And I'd say they're not quite ripe.
Not quite ripe. So a bit more work to do, which is what some of the people who criticised the animation said, that some of it looked like it wasn't quite done.
I thought some of the animation was quite, like, I thought it was quite good, especially, you know, in regards to the animals combined with humans.
Yeah.
In some of those locations, I thought was quite good, but it just wasn't quite, wasn't quite a film.
I was going to say, I don't think we're the target demographic for it, but who is? Because it's not kids. Maybe it is us.
I said that out loud after I said, "Hi, Mowgli," as the end of one of the scenes. I said, I'm like, who is this for?
Yeah.
I guess it's a real niche market that is
13-year-olds? 12-year-olds?
I think probably maybe even a bit older than that. But I also like, so it's probably not, it's people who probably maybe like the original book, but not
the
Disney.
They're all dead now.
Yeah, they're dead.
Not the Disney. It's not for people who grew up on the Disney film, I don't think.
It seemed like, because I know. The Disney one came out a couple of years ago. You know how when like Aladdin and The Lion King would come out and then there'd be like a direct-to-video kind of lowest budget animation that would be, and your grandma would accidentally get you like, "I got you Alibaba and Aladdin." And it's like, well, that's wrong. Yeah. That is the wrong thing. I got you The Lion Emperor. It's like, don't worry. We can all watch Mowgli together. It's like, well, you're close, but you're off.
Yeah. Right.
And so I feel like somebody definitely was like, "Oh, Mowgli's here." Like they would be excited because they think it's the big Jungle Book one and this is the one they watch. And it's just like,
that's going to be a brutal mistake. But it's not like it was a low budget film either.
No, it was like, still.
Warner Brothers
spent some cash on that.
I don't know if they went public with a budget, but it was like a multi-million dollar film.
Yeah.
And it was
Christian Bale's in it. That man ain't cheap.
Big cast.
You've got Blanchett.
Yeah, there's award winners. You got
Kate Blanchett.
Frida Pinto, Rohan Chand.
Oh yeah, all the big names.
Frieda
and Rowan aren't just doing any fucking film.
No.
The other thing that must have been tricky, I think any time a director's also in front of the camera, that's got to be tough, right? So Serkis is directing the film. He's also, his company's producing all the mocap stuff, and he's playing one of the main characters.
Mm.
It's a lot to do, but I think...
He also is directing whilst pretending to be a bear.
All right, I want to do that scene again.
Action.
That's too much.
Yeah.
He was
like a weird-looking bear and that his eyes were too far apart.
Well, he was a weird-looking bear. He'd definitely been in a fight or something.
Yeah. And he had like his mouth was a bit odd.
Mm.
Not in a judgy way.
Yeah, he had a sort of droopy mouth.
Yeah. I liked him.
Boo.
Yeah, I really liked him too. I
also liked him.
I'm going to give this... I'm going to give it 4 out of 6 slightly underripened bananas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My bunch is 6.
I was going to ask how much in a bunch.
That's why I said half a bunch.
Well, it depends on any...
It's how long is a piece of string, really, isn't it? Yeah. Mm.
How big of a bunch do you normally get at the shops?
Like 24.
24. I get a
slab of bananas.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I just go for 3 because I... live alone and
all right, mate.
Just go.
I don't know. How did you work it back to that?
Yet again.
Just reaching out.
Classic boot.
That's my friend.
The parallels you see between you and boot, it's not there. Boot would be like, I live alone. It's great.
Yeah.
I get to have.
That's true.
And you're like,
yeah.
Oh.
All right.
There's much more blue attitude.
I think I'm Shere Khan.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck everyone.
Or whatever that gross one was that hung out with him.
Yeah, that one was gross.
I think a hyena, which I also didn't know hyenas lived in there.
But it had, like, flies buzzing around it all the time. Like, it stunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was a certain kind of Indian hyena.
I liked the scene, where Shere Khan's drinking water and Mowgli's in the water.
Yeah, that was
that
good.
Was that cool.
That was sick.
That was great.
Quite a few scenes that were like, wow, that's amazing. So, so Mowgli was taking a dip and then all of a sudden Shere Khan, he's looking up. So we're looking up from his perspective.
Under the water.
The water, and Shere Khan's lapping up at the water. So he's like, I got to hide under this pond.
Yeah.
That was sick. That looked amazing.
That was very cool. Yeah, I liked that. But also, how big is this jungle? Like, why are you just always in the same areas if you're mortal enemies?
Because they're not very big. They're in a certain part of the jungle. They're not traveling very far.
Why not? If you don't like that person, that tiger, it's like, move.
They're all about the laws of the jungle. Very strict on that. The head dog was like, that's why he was banished. Like, he was banished. Mowgli was banished because he tried to defend the pack with fire. And he's like, you use human tools against us.
Yeah.
You're out. You've disappointed me.
It's like, okay, sorry for scaring him off.
Sorry for scaring off the tiger that was trying to protect you.
I'm so sorry.
But the dogs are like, we put laws of the jungle above everything, including our own safety and logic. Mm. I think there's something in that.
I reckon those dogs were dumb.
I agree.
Do you think that was maybe Circus was saying those dogs were like a parallel for the current political class?
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did not think of that.
Wow.
I wouldn't put it past Circus.
Classic Circus. He's very political.
Have you seen his recent political video?
The Theresa May nonsense. I did see that. It was bad. Why did he make that?
I think not long after there was
a
motion of no confidence in her, and I'd say that was all Circus.
And now Baloo is the Prime Minister.
Yeah. No one saw that coming. So Circus is in the back room of Parliament. God. I'm a politician. Stuff like that.
He's just got the green still getting suit
the hang on. He's getting the hang of it. There's no script this time. So
wow.
When he goes off script, that's when the magic starts to really happen. The other thing we do at the end of talking about the film.
Did we get Jess's banana rating?
No. Wait,
did we not?
No. I distracted because I was talking about that scene.
Sorry.
I'm only buying 3 bananas.
Yeah, which is how many I will give. 3 out of 6? Mm. Yeah, all right. I'll give 3 bananas, and they're like, you got to eat them in the next couple of days.
Oh, overripe.
Or they've got to go. Or freeze them for banana bread.
Mm.
You're a banana bread if you freeze. Interesting. Mm.
What do you do with them?
I'd be smoothieing them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, that's your...
I use them as ice blocks in drinks, like water.
What?
Don't you do that? Don't you freeze your bananas and then use them as an ice block in a water? Do you guys do that?
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
No, I do that, but I mush them up first and put them in the ice cube trays.
So yeah, that's disgusting.
And then you put them in water.
Yeah.
Banana water.
Yeah.
You don't do that?
It's good. Wait, you're high in potassium.
Are you guys doing a bit?
Yeah, we're monkeying around. Like the name of the podcast, Monkey Cast.
Monkeying around's good. Is it too late to change? The other thing we do with the film, we talk about the primates we saw on the screen and how much of ourselves we see in them. In the first episode, Andy Matthews, who's some sort of a scientist and also a comedian, as you two are well aware.
Some sort of a scientist.
He told us, and he says he didn't tell us, but anyway, it's now law of the jungle, that he told us that chimpanzees and humans share 98% DNA. So how much as a percent do you see of yourself in the pack of weird monkeys in the film?
Ooh, I would say 0%. I see very little of myself in those
0%.
Weird... 1, trying to trick the boy with the fruit, I'd eat the fruit myself.
Yeah.
So straight away, off the bat, I'm not those monkeys. That is a waste of fruit. Kidnapping the boy, I like to think 0%.
Yep.
Being creepy in like hanging out with all my mates and being like super creepy. Okay. And I like.
Well, that's funny sometimes how you see yourself compared to others.
Doing the bidding of a weird tiger. I also don't think I'd do that. Maybe only the hanging out and being creepy. So maybe I'll change it to 10%.
They also have like arms and legs and a head.
I don't see that.
I don't see that in myself.
I don't see that.
10%. That's the lowest we've ever had, I reckon.
Mm.
Although I'm not keeping track in any way. How about you, Bopper?
12.
12.
And I was only thinking that I have hands.
Hands. Yep.
And feet and like, yeah.
Oh, hands. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So, but other than that, I'm with Pete and like probably the hanging out with my friends and being creepy, sure.
Yeah.
We're all guilty of that.
They were pretty one-dimensional. They were just evil, just an evil gang.
Yeah, yeah.
There wasn't much redeeming about them, was
there? The one that you see first when it's like playing, it's offering in the fruit and beam, it's kind of, it's like a little bit cute. It's like ugly cute.
Yeah.
That I relate to.
Right. I normally just say a number and don't think about it too much, but you guys have really left me.
I always think about it too much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't say much higher than that or I sound like a bad person, which I'm not. I'm definitely not a bad person.
You keep insisting that you're not a bad person and saying that you'll edit out anything that might reflect negatively on you.
I reckon I'm
like what a good person would do.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll leave that bit in. I reckon probably about 20%. Arms, hands, legs, feet.
Yeah.
Got a head, got a mouth, got eyes.
Yes.
Got a nose. I'm struggling to think of anything they really did that was, I mean, I definitely have the ability to be a bit moody sometimes. And so maybe that gets me up to 20%.
Mm.
Jeez, they were bloody moody.
You've got the
having a bad day,
ability to climb stuff if you want to.
Sure. I was climbing a pole just a couple of days ago.
Were
at
you?
My mum's retirement party.
Climbing a pole.
What does that mean?
There was a playground.
Okay.
It's weird, right? I haven't climbed a pole in a long time. She's a teacher. Anyway.
It doesn't explain any of it. Man, this makes you sound like a really bad person.
Mum, she's retiring as a dancer.
Oh, makes sense.
There we go.
No, yeah.
Or a fireman.
A fireman, yeah. Fireman dancer at a primary school with a playground. But yeah, anyway, I'll tell you off the pod about a weird thing that happened there.
If you want to find out what that story is, write in. What's the email address?
The email address is primatespod@gmail.com.
Write in and he'll email you back. Matt, you'll email them the pole story?
Yeah. That's a great story. Climbed up a pole, went down a slide. Well, I've already told the story.
No.
Email
in more details. If you want more details, email in.
I'll tell you the color of the slide.
I was going to say what color of the slide.
It was red.
No, save it for the emails.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah. I'll tell you how many slides it was. It was a double.
No, you save it for you got to put it all in the email.
Oh, sorry.
There's all these details like what kind of like the flooring on the playground was there.
Oh, yeah, chipbark, yeah.
No. You save that for that's got to be in the email.
I'm sorry.
Things like details like what the weather is like.
Oh, okay, sunny, beautiful day.
No, that's all got to be in the email. If you keep saying it now, then there's no details left in the email.
I don't know if I quite get what you're saying.
Anyway, what did you, like things like what you said as you went down the slide?
Whee!
No, again, this is all should be in the email.
It feels like we're two different jungle animals trying to communicate.
You got to understand the laws of the jungle.
Yeah.
You got to put all that in the email. The laws of the jungle.
Okay. Respect the the head dog. Okay.
Gotcha. Like if you want a fact sheet, write it.
Yeah. Please do email if you want to know any of those details. Is that right?
Yeah.
Am I doing this right?
That's okay, spot on.
So that brings us up to everyone's favorite segment of the show, which is the primate sporting mascot segment.
Mm.
Pete, first time you've been on, do you have a favourite sporting mascot?
I like Gritty.
Gritty. We've talked about Gritty in the past from the... Because probably, I guess, is some sort of primate.
I guess so.
Mascot from the ice hockey team in America called the
Philadelphia Flyers.
That's right. Yeah, that's a great
Gritty's goal. Gritty's very fun.
And it's funny how you can do that, right? Like, there's so many teams have had a crack at doing something so bad it's good that it gets internet attention. But they somehow just hit it right on the head and it became a meme. And
Gritty's the right amount of wrong.
Right amount of wrong. Yeah. That's beautiful. Might subtitle this episode that. in a recent episode, we're starting to run out of Primo sporting mascots. But in a recent episode, someone wrote in to tell us about a chimpanzee that was almost elected as mayor. So it's a that couple of great steps across from sporting mascots. It's more like a political mascot.
Yeah.
But then since then, a few people...
Or candidate, really.
Yeah, that's right. Came third, got 400,000 votes.
Yeah, I'd vote for a chimp.
Third out of 12.
Bloody candidates. All the monkeys in Canberra. You wouldn't be like, what else are you bloody voting for?
Pete, chimps aren't. Monkeys are apes.
Isn't this monkey cast?
It's primate. It's primate pod. And it's primates.
When are we going to talk about the regional television network Prime? Isn't that what this show's about?
Eventually, yeah. Prime Possum. What should,
what's Prime Possum up to?
Classic sporting mascot. So a few people have messaged in since and told me about how there's a whole Wikipedia page dedicated to non-humans who've been put up for office.
Yeah.
We've talked about a cat before on Do Go On.
Have we? Remember it well.
Yep.
So here are some of the candidates, including...
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
A mule.
Yes, a mule was the top one, and the mule was elected.
Yes.
Named Boston Curtis, a brown mule was offered as a candidate for a Republican precinct seat in Milton, Washington in 1938, winning 51-0.
Great.
That's a landslide.
That is landslide victory.
This one, I'm like, why do they say non-humans? Why wouldn't they just say animals? Oh, this is why. In 1967, an Ecuadorian foot powder company advertised its product, Pulvapes, as a mayoral candidate in the town of Picanza. Surprisingly, the foot powder won by a clear majority.
The foot powder was voted to be mayor?
A foot powder.
Foot powder.
What happened?
I don't know. I think they're still...
They're still mayor?
Still mayor. 60 years later. 50 years later, yeah. It's
insane.
It's a beautiful story.
So the town has gone to hell.
There's a heap of these. A lot of dogs... there's a cat. Maybe this one is this one we talked about. This is only a few months ago. A cat named Sweet Tart won the title of mayor in Omena, Michigan. It's her first term, so you know, it's still in the honeymoon period. Yeah. I assume.
Congrats, Sweet Tart.
But these aren't. None of these are particularly.
I name a cat that because it's sexy.
The name or the cat?
The both. Cat.
So I was hunting through for some. A primate related one, and here's one. Colossus the gorilla is the main attraction at Benson's Wild Animal Farm in Hudson, New Hampshire.
I know it well. You can get in for free with the Melbourne Zoo Pass.
Oh, is it international?
It's international.
Bloody hell.
You can trick them.
How much of what you've said is true? Is it true?
This part is not true, but the other part is true, where you can get into any zoo in the country.
That is huge. Yeah. How did I not know that?
I don't know. You just got to read your terms and conditions.
Just got the calendar recently. Did you get the calendar?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a gorilla on that. I think maybe March is a gorilla month.
Ah, my favorite monkey, the gorilla.
That is, you know that one's an ape, surely. There's no confusion there.
Isn't this monkeying around?
Not yet. It will morph into that one day. So Colossus the gorilla came up against trouble, ended up not getting voted in because it was not allowed. The zoo argued that the US Constitution does not specify that a native-born candidate for the presidency had to be human, but it was rejected. They said it does have to be a human.
Oh, no.
So that's a bit of a sad story.
Gorilla is my favorite monkey and dolphin my favorite fish.
Oh, man. It's almost like you're trying to pee me O.
What do those letters mean?
You're peeing me right O. at the M. I'm not sure why I sense it moment, but I stand by it.
Mm.
Okay?
And cat is my favorite dog. And Jess is my favorite Matt.
Yeah.
Why does that mean? Is that bad for me?
And this is my favorite podcast exclusively about monkeys.
We normally go on a circus watch here, but I mean, the whole episode's kind of been a circus watch.
Yeah.
I did ask people recently to tweet at Andy Circus to ask him politely to come onto the show. I still encourage you to do that. I'm going to tweet again today. If you could retweet and maybe jump on a conversation there, let's make it happen. Let's get Circus on the show.
Circus.
Yeah, let's make... I'm willing to change the name of this.
Does he listen to the podcast?
I assume.
I'll ask him. I know him. Andy. Andy. Oh, sorry. I thought he'd be able to respond. Sorry. I forgot how podcasts work.
Yeah,
sorry.
Never mind. That's not it at all.
Sorry.
Andy.
He's not responding. Sorry, Matt. I thought I knew him better than this.
Well, in what way did you think you knew him better, that he would somehow... I'm confused as to what you thought.
I thought if he listens to the podcast and I asked him nicely to come on the podcast, that he'd do it.
Right. Well, maybe he is. Maybe he's on his way.
But he's not responding.
Oh, is that not how he would normally go?
Normally he would respond by now.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think that's like a definitive no? Should I move on?
I think he'll never do this podcast.
You think he'll never do this podcast?
Yeah.
Is he ever going to be in Australia? Are you ever going to be in Andy Serkis's house?
Well, yeah.
I think those are your two options.
Well, I think yes to both of those.
Well, in that case, you can definitely do the podcast.
All right. Now it is time for everyone's favorite segment on the show. It's the Patreon segment. So if you want to, you can support this show and also the podcast I do with Jess Perkins called Do Go On.
Oh, no, you remember my name.
Oh, yeah. It just came back to me. And also Dave Warnicki's Book Cheap podcast. And you can support via patreon.com/dogoonpod. And if you do that, on one of the levels, you can tell us your favorite primate, and I'll read four of them out each week. This week, let's start with Nate McLean. He says, if we're talking general primates, it would have to be spider monkeys. Mm-hmm. They just fly through trees, barely even touching the branches, but still getting like 15 feet a jump.
Yeah, I love jumping.
You got to be love being a spider monkey.
Yeah.
That's a good life.
Endangered.
I want to know if we... I want to know what his answer would have been if we weren't talking general primates.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you weren't talking primates, then I don't know what he would say.
Are we talking general primates or are we talking things?
Are we talking marine life or are we talking primates? What are we talking, primates on your primate show? Yeah, well, in that case, I'm going to go with a spider monkey.
Drew Peisner says...
Barrymore. It's pronounced Barrymore.
Drew Peisner Barrymore says, so I think, and I'm not sure about this uncertainty, surely you've got it locked in.
Yeah.
Even though earlier in the show I said I haven't.
Mm.
I'd expect from my listeners that they have this locked in. Anyway, Drew Peisner says, so I think my favorite primate is going to have to be Blip the Super Monkey from Space Ghost. What? He traveled the galaxy fighting crime, had a jetpack, could turn invisible, and he's cute as heck. What more do you need from a space monkey sidekick? Well, I don't know what that means, but I feel like I have an episode coming on.
He does sound cute as heck.
I mean, just the phrase Goolish. Cute as heck is
yeah.
cute as heck.
I know, I agree.
Drew Peisner, you've done it again.
Drew Barrymore.
Thanks for listening, Drew. Paul Valentine says, my favorite primate is the Bubble Monkey from Earthbound. Because his name is Bubble Monkey, he can help you fly and he gets you a ride on Nessie. It doesn't get much cooler than that. So much of this I do not understand. Does yeah. that mean anything?
That means nothing to me.
I'm going to be Earthbound. Or I'm going to be doing some Googling soon after this. And finally, Zane Huttinger says...
Barrymore. Zane Barrymore.
Sorry, Zane Barrymore says, I'm going to have to go with Jack the Monkey from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm.
Good monkey. Sorry.
That is a monkey. You got one right.
Yeah, it's a good monkey. I agree. Like,
that's a good monkey.
Good for you, Zane.
He says, because just like the films, he won't die, no matter how dead he should be.
Oh,
well,
cool.
Zane's a winner this week.
Yeah, well done, Zane.
What's the prize? What's the prize that he gets?
He gets a personal thank you from Peter Jones.
Thanks, Zane. Is that personal?
Yeah, I think so. He said his name.
Yeah.
That feels pretty personal.
And it was Peter Jones saying it.
I said it. Peter Jones.
Something that we've noticed, Pete, just before we finish up on this show, is that pre-9/11, the world of primates and popular culture was quite different. There was a lot more freedom there. You'd see monkeys and apes doing all sorts of things on screen. And that seems to have dried up a little bit in the post-9/11 world. You know, we've lost our naivety in the ensuing...
Also those towers.
Yes, that is true. Do you see any great...
Where'd they go?
Do you see any great difference between Jungle Book prior to 9/11 and these more modern takes?
Well, I feel like in this kind of, I feel like maybe it's a reflection of like a lot of the narrative around the war in Iraq as well. But like a little baby wolf's head on a spike feels very post 9/11.
That's right, doesn't it? I mean, it's all singing and dancing in the 60s, pre-9/11. Post 9/11, heads on sticks, very grim.
We lost our innocence in a way. Yeah. And Putin was our innocence, like, you know.
Embodied. And he was the
embodiment of innocence.
Was it in dogament of our innocence?
Dogs also have
dogs
bodies.
Dogs have bodies, yeah.
Dogs have bodies.
Dogs have bodies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is amazing what Andy Serkis can do with his mocap technology.
Creates bodies for dogs.
Dog bodies.
Dog buds.
Well, that brings us to the end of...
Bod dogs.
Bod dogs. Thank you. That's...
Bog dods.
Brings us to the end of the episode. How can people find you two?
Both of us.
At the same time?
Well...
They'd have to be right outside this door when we walk out.
Is it? Because you two are very close friends. Wait, am I...
I have never met this person before in my life.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes.
But you individually, you only ever talk about the other to me. If I'm hanging out with Pete, it's all, oh, Jess, something, something, Jess, something, Jess, something, something, Jess. And if I'm hanging out with Jess, it's all, hey, Pete, something, Pete, something, something, Pete, something, Pete.
Oh.
It's weird because it doesn't make any sense, but.
Yeah.
It's strange because I don't think I've ever hung out with you, Matt.
I thought your name was Pete.
Oh,
I was calling you Jess.
Oh, okay.
You see the mistake.
Okay. Well, how can people find you individually?
Well, in that case, you can find me on Twitter at PeterTheJones or on Instagram at ThePeterTheJones. It's a very popular name. Or you can download my spanking new podcast, Ooh Spooky, which is three O's, an H, and a comma, and then the word spooky afterwards.
Bob, where can they find you?
On our podcast, Do Go On, which is Do Go On Pod at everything. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, email, whatever. And you can find me on Instagram, Jess Perkins, or Twitter, Jess_Perkins.
And if you want to follow Primates Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, whatnot, it is Primates Pod on those things and Primates on Facebook. Primates Pod at Gmail if you want to get onto me via the email. And that brings us to the end of the episode. How we always finish the episode is with a classic primate-related catchphrase. It's riffed at the time, but we say it every week. Pete, do you want to do the honours this week?
Yep. Monkeys are the only primates.
Oh, you mother...
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
It's me, Baloo. For some reason, I hang out with a bunch of wolves. That's never explained, but I just do it instead of hanging out with me own.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.